When a salaryman meets a ninja Neet, the romantic comedy. For some reason, I started living with a Neet Kunoichi. Is confirmed to get an anime unveiling a teaser video. The release date was not officially confirmed, but it will likely release sometime in fall of 2024 or winter of 2025. Hisashi Saito is directing the anime with Quad handling the animation production. The story follows a normal salaryman named Tsukasa, who is attacked by demons one night and is saved by a genius Kunoichi named Shizuri. In her downtime though, Shizuri is a lazy otaku Neet. She ends up living together with Tsukasa and takes advantage of his homemaking skills to pamper herself as she continues serving as his bodyguard. Neet Kunoichi is a series with short chapters that show the premise of a salaryman cohabiting with a Kunoichi Neet, attempting to set the stage for some kind of neatish comedy and some action combined with fan service. But other than that, this series ultimately delivers a formulaic narrative that struggles to distinguish itself from similar titles in the genre. More like, Neet Kunoichi really has nothing to offer other than fan service based on some cheap surface level romance. From the overused concept of a mismatched duo living together to predictable romantic developments, this series fails to offer much in terms of originality. While a main duo, Tsukasa and Shizuri possess distinct personalities, their development feels stagnant throughout the series. Tsukasa's role as the nurturing homemaker who needs something outside of his workaholic life and Shizuri's portrayal as the strong but lazy otaku Neet becomes predictable tropes that over time is just plain boring. There are further characters introduced, but none of them significant enough to change the bad into better. The pacing often abruptly shifts between comedy, fan service, and action sequences, making it feel very uneven over the already bland plotline. The humor is meant to be derived from Shizuri, whose neat life is obstructed by Tsukasa's presence around her, but the perceived entertainment from that falls flat. Visually, the artwork has only one purpose, to satisfy everyone's etchy needs, but that too is at best above average. In conclusion, although the trailer doesn't look too bad, which is a shame, Neet Kunoichi ultimately offers nothing. If you have nothing else to watch and are in search for some rom-com fan-serviceable anime, then this might be the last option to consider.